NBC News shields 2020 Democrats from open borders agendas at debate. By John Binder on February 19, 2020. NBC News helped shield 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates from their unpopular plans on legal and illegal immigration by asking only a single question on the issue to Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, during Wednesday evening's debate. During the 2020 Democrat debate, NBC News moderators asked one question on immigration to Klobuchar, specifically about the Minnesota senator's plan to provide amnesty to all 3.5 million illegal aliens enrolled and eligible for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. No other candidate was asked a question about their immigration plans, and no other immigration question was asked by the debate moderators despite Nevada's enormous foreign-born population of more than 550,000 residents, making up almost 20% of the state's entire population. The lack of talk regarding 2020 Democrats' immigration plans comes as the open borders lobby has demanded that each candidate running promise to end all deportations of every illegal alien living in the United States. Meanwhile, swing voters, and even Democrat primary voters, have been largely turned off by the 2020 Democrat platform, which includes forcing American taxpayers to provide free health care to all illegal aliens and decriminalizing border crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. Last year, multiple surveys revealed that moderate Democrat primary voters were turned off by the mass immigration plans of 2020 Democrats, along with swing voters who are 6 percentage points less likely to vote for a Democrat who supports policies like free health care for illegal aliens. For instance, the latest Pew Research Center survey on immigration found that about 6 in 10 moderate Democrats voters, a majority, want more immigration controls specifically at the southern border. That survey also found that nearly half of all Democrat voters and lean Democrat voters said they believe increased border and immigration controls are very or somewhat important, including nearly 40% of self-identified liberals. There are now 62 million immigrants and their U.S.-born children residing in the country, a record high, and nearly half of the residents in the country's five largest cities speak another language other than English in their home. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.